Escape of Cthulhu presents a Cthulhu Dark Ages scenario. The tomb.
We'll go ahead and get started, I think, without Randall for now. So you all, as I understand it, are following Father Jeeks out in the middle of the night. The forest, you're headed east off the Aspern Road, and you have torches held high. You are singing Christian hymns,
well.
And some of you, certainly Father Jeeks is leading Christian hymns. Can I get another status roll, I think, is what we had you do, Jim?
A status roll?
I think that was sort of your leadership role you were using.
Yeah, that sounds right. Just a second.
Yep.
All right. Sean was messing with my cleverly organized...
You'll be done. Yes.
Yeah, my notes there, so I needed to clear that up real
trouble.
Quick.
He is trouble.
He is.
Comes in late and messes everything up. Thinks he's helping.
That is a success of some kind on status. That's actually a hard success on my priestly status.
Cool. I would like everybody else to make a con roll with a bonus die from Father Jeeks' great energetic leadership.
That is a hard success. I'm surprisingly fortified by the father's fervor.
I had just a normal success.
Oh, that's definitely a
regular success.
Farmer Franz.
And it appears that even the other folks that you don't know are even the folks that sobered up and were complaining earlier seem quite energized and re-excited, reinvigorated about this mission. So let's see, there are about a dozen of you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oops. Oh, that's more messed up, right? Get rid of Randall. Get rid of Steve. There we go. Yeah, so I think there's a dozen of you. And you guys march and sing. And as the sky starts to lighten up, can I get perception check or spot hidden? No, that's interesting. Really generic. We'll go for spot hidden because that's what we do.
Ooh, 0-5. Extreme success.
Nice. Normal success.
Failure.
So, Aldrich, I think you are perhaps out front a little bit in sort of, you know, keeping the father surrounded by the steel that accompanies the cross.
I mean, to and, keep an eye on the father, but it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yes,
yeah.
you actually smell as you are sort of the sky is starting to lighten, and you can see up ahead that it also looks like the forest is starting to thin, and you catch a slight whiff of something like campfire on the breeze. You smell some, maybe even some meat, some smoke.
I will signal to those in the front. There may be maybe others out here up ahead. Can you smell that? Campfire.
So I think as people move away and maybe start to put out the torches, then additional people will slowly catch that enticing scent, and you realize that, you know, although you've been perhaps munching on that crust of bread that you brought with you, but it's been a long night. It was exciting. It was, you know, you went through the hills, you survived. The devil must have been cleared away because nothing attacked you. But yeah, a few more of you start to smell the scent of cooking.
Let's get breakfast.
Let's, yeah, we should at least go and investigate.
So you continue forward, and you're coming down off of a hill, and you see sort of laid out in front of you at one point a somewhat broad valley with, you know, a braided stream running through it. Looks like, you know, a river that sort of divides and reconvenes multiple times. And you can see spread out little settlements here and there. And by little, I mean, you know, two or three buildings at most. Some of them give me other world or other kingdom. Other kingdom. You would.
It's a good roll, but it's not a 10.
No.
Other kingdoms? No.
Oh, okay. So you see some round, sort of round skin covered huts. Certainly, I assume the players would recognize them as yurts, or some of you may. There's a couple of wooden houses. There are some stone ovens, basically. You see some thatch, some small thatch things that you would recognize as some kind of a storage container. The buildings are brightly decorated. Some of them glisten a little bit. You see some reflections as if there's metal or glass or something shiny on them. You see people moving around. You see horses, definitely. And from a distance, as you're looking and sort of scouting it out, it seems like it's a little bit confusing, but either it's all men or it's all, everyone is in men's dress.
Well, I take it this isn't the evil you were looking for, Father.
We don't know that.
Okay.
I, for one, was not expecting to find a settlement out here of people, but perhaps this evil is more widespread than we had suspected.
I wasn't aware that evil smelled like bacon.
the devil must eat as well.
Well, let us go and investigate.
By all means, but be wary. Eating the food of the evil one will be trapped in his realm forever.
So, no bacon?
you don't actually see any pigs down there. You see sheep, mostly sheep and goats.
That's okay with me.
Yep.
Indeed. Mutton's always nice.
Yeah, so as you head down, are you doing anything in particular, or any of you, are you continuing to sing, or is there anything, are you spreading out, staying together, being quiet?
I'll probably start to spread out and be a little bit more quiet looking around. Also looking for tracks, any other tracks coming around this area.
Okay, yeah, you can give me a tracking roll if you like.
Okay. 68, which is... Ooh, I'll spend the 3 points to make it a success.
Okay. Yeah, as you're coming down, you... And you're sort of looking around, you get the sense that you are coming through an area that would be grazing land.
Yep.
Oh. Just temporary camp for the grazing of the sheep.
Yeah, I mean, you see some footprints of people and lots of hoof prints sort of, and you recognize the ripped up grass and stuff. So,
well, surely, Father, shepherds were, the first ones to hear of Christ's birth. They must be good folk.
Can I ask a question for the keeper?
Absolutely.
We were not actually expecting to find a Magyar settlement so close, right? I mean, this seems like, completely unexpected. Why are they here?
Well,
or am I wrong in that? Did I misunderstand the situation?
So you certainly know that in a generic kind of way, the Magyar are thought to be close enough to raid. You know that they haven't raided Law specifically in quite a while. And you know that you were headed in the direction of the Magyar territory. I don't know with the fan that Law is the final outpost from which Brother Goodman was going to attempt to bring Christ's word to the Magyar. So you may be surprised. You failed your other kingdom's role.
Okay.
But it's not, I don't think it's not like, I don't think you would have to sort of say, oh, we must have been teleported 100 miles kind of surprise.
Okay. And while we were walking in the night, I assume we didn't accidentally cross any rivers that we didn't notice.
I'm sure it did not happen by accident, but let me let's see. So you were here. Da, 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 da. No. Nothing major. I mean, there certainly would have been plenty of little stream, little rivulets in the hills as you were coming through, but nothing major.
Okay. And we probably didn't cross any major roads that we didn't notice.
That is, well, that's a good question. You probably did cross one or about to cross one. Yeah, in fact, I think as you're looking down into the valley, you see a road, a north-south running road down in the valley.
Okay, that makes sense then. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know how good your character's geography is, but yeah, that should certainly make sense as a player.
Yep, that's what I was trying to make sense of, looking at the map and kind of where I was, where I was intending us to go.
Okay,
cool. What was that? Something about shepherds? Oh, yes. Well, these are clearly the heathen Magyar. So either they are in league with the devil, in which case your strong arm can wipe them out, or this is the perfect opportunity to follow through on Brother Goodman's mission and bring them the word of the Lord. In either case, let us go.
So the lot of you, the dozen of you, head down. At some point, they become aware of you. You cross the road. You sort of get into the valley, and you see a trio of riders coming out towards you. They too are a little bit spread out. They have bows with them, but are not, they're not pulled back or anything. And they ride up to about 50 yards from you. And I assume none of you speak Magyar Hungarian.
No.
But they yell out what is obviously a greeting. It is not, it's questioning, but it's not particularly aggressive necessarily.
Greetings, foreigners. What are you doing in these lands?
And what language is this that you're speaking? German?
I'll go with Latin.
Latin.
Everyone speaks Latin. Anyone worth being anyone speaks Latin.
Right. They yell to each other a little bit. And one of the riders turns around and heads back to the camp, while the other two stand there and yell towards you a little bit louder in the hopes that maybe you'll understand.
So are you said they have bows. Are they like in armor? Are they carrying swords or other weapons or just hunting bows, or what's the...
Yeah, so they do have, and actually you would recognize the style of their weaponry from the main hall of Lord Brant. He had some trophies up on the walls where there were some interesting looking swords and bows, things not used by Germans. And so you would recognize the recurve bow and the curved sword that they are carrying.
Okay. So clearly, Anselm, these are not merely shepherds. These are men of war.
No, that is true. So as the two groups sort of stare at each other over the plains, if nothing else happens, eventually the rider comes back with two more men on horseback. One of them is more extravagantly dressed than the others and does not have any weapons. He has a lot of ribbons and looks like beads and shiny bits on his caftan. And he hails you in German first, maybe in Slavic first, then German, and says, "Greetings, travelers. What brings you to our land?"
Your lands. You believe these to be your lands?
He sort of opens his hand and sort of gestures to the houses, and he says, "Yes."
A great evil is afoot in our lands, and we are burning it out. Did not expect to find you here. Who are you? How have you come to be here?
It is a long story. Perhaps not one suited to yell across the plains. Would you... are you here peaceably?
That depends on why you are here.
We live here.
How long does it look like they've been here? I mean, is this a settlement that's been here, 2 months or 2 years or 10 years or what's the...
You would guess not 10 years, most likely at least months. It does have a a temporary sense to it, but a long temporary. So yeah, months or a year, but not certainly not decades.
Okay.
There's no stone buildings. Everything here, the wood is not super weathered.
Okay. I will look around at Aldrich and Senwolf and Wilhelm and Anselm. What do you men make of this?
I don't know, Father. Do you want to smite them?
Seems like they've recently settled here.
I think borders often shift in these edge areas. It may not be nefarious.
Do you men believe that we can converse peacefully with them, or do you fear them? Do you fear their steel?
I look them over. Do they look very competent in terms of the way they're holding their bows and such? I mean, do they look militarized or just people?
They look competent in the way that a skilled hunter looks competent. They do not look like soldiers. Like, there's nothing militia about them. There's nothing, but they sit their horses very comfortably. And as you're sort of staring, looking at them, you can tell they're not doing anything stupid. Like, if they had to pull an arrow and shoot it, you can see that there's nothing hampering that. You can tell that they've got their horse turned ever so slightly in the right direction, so that their bow arm is towards you. Things like that.
Yep. They are skilled huntsmen. I mean, well versed, but they are no militia and not a force to be fighting. I think we can deal peacefully with them.
Well, then let us treat with them.
They may know more of the evil that haunts this area.
Indeed.
So I will start to close the distance.
Okay. Yeah, so they sort of spread out a little more, and the... That's the max? No, I'm curious. The older...
Tell us there were families and small children.
Exactly, yes. There are definitely small children running around.
I do not have children.
No, I feel like you're, like, I don't know, somehow I sense you that going up and downstairs in an apartment and, like, there being people around.
I think I'm being brought breakfast in bed. I'm going to mute.
Okay. I wonder if Steve is doing that somehow.
Sounds like it was made in force. So.
The older unarmed man comes forward, and he says to Father Jeeks, he says, we welcome you and your entourage to our camp. Come in peace and bring the news. And he sort of looks at you for a moment and he says, I see you are a man of Christ.
Ah, you know Christ. Good.
We are aware of his followers, yes.
But you have not accepted the church yet.
No, it is our Istvan, perhaps, whom you are looking for, the man. And he doesn't quite spit, but he definitely gets a little bit of disgust in his voice. The the man who is separating our people and attempting to destroy the old ways. But please, be welcome.
Why, thank you. I am Father Walter Jeeks. These are my companions, so forth and such like. What do we call you?
You may call me Taltosh.
Taltosh.
I am, like yourself, the spiritual leader of these people.
That is definitely an invasion.
Giants!
Yes, giants.
Okay. is one ready? Yeah, so he turns and leads you into camp. One of the other riders sort of heads out ahead, gallops across the little bit of distance, and you see sort of stuff happening. And by the time you get there, there are some boys. And one thing you notice as you come into camp is that it's not, in fact, all men, but perhaps stranger yet, the women are wearing dressed just like the men. So you see that they also wear pants. They do tend to have braided hair instead of loose hair, but all of them have some level of adornment, some ribbons, some glass beads, things like that. And there's some teenagers, some children who are sort of sent out they seem skittish, nervous. But they are there to accept your horses, it appears. And a young man greets you in Slavic, somewhat roughly, not meanly, but his Slavic is not very good. And he says, please, come and dine. And then after we have eaten and broken the fast, you are welcomed. We can share news.
So I was considering that this village did not need to be put to the sword, but if the women are wearing pants, I'm drifting back in the other direction now.
Yeah, no, it's a tough one.
Oh, dear.
The views expressed by...
I am curious to watch the rest of our party to see if they're going to give up their horses so easily.
Okay.
And entrust them to these people.
I didn't even realize we were riding because I don't actually have a ride skill.
Oh, you know what? I don't know if you were riding either, actually. I guess I thought you were walking.
Yeah, I don't think we were.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you were walking. Well, never mind. Then that does not happen.
Okay.
What did happen was Taltosh definitely got off of his horse and walked with you and left his horse with one of the other, one of the younger men.
Well, that's very polite of him.
And that the men on horse would have sort of herded you in, so to speak. And I think those of you with military training would again recognize, or for that matter, herding, cattle raising training would sort of recognize this as they're very intentional. You know, they're not. It's not rows rank and file, but they're coordinated with each other. They obviously know what each other is doing and are able to work together without obviously communicating. So they bring you to a campfire outside and bring some leather stools sort of folding stools and offer you seats and food. And it is plentiful. It is different. It is meat and dairy heavy. There's, you know, a lot of sort of the dry goat cheese type stuff or curds and some smoked meats. But it tastes fresh. The spices are different. And they, you know, they're a couple of them talk to you. Eventually, I think they understand that you speak German better than Slavic, and one or two of them speak, again, some not great German, but they can talk to you certainly enough to make sure that you've eaten enough, that the food is to your liking, that the drink is to your liking, some sort of a brewed hot tea thing, some sort of an infusion. And that sort of goes for maybe half an hour or an hour. And you definitely get the impression that they are not expecting you to talk of anything important during that time. And I guess so one question is whether any of you sort of try to push anything.
Well, so just in general, I would have reminded the others what I said about the food of the evil one, and said a blessing over it, over everything that was brought out.
Okay.
And then probably not eaten anything myself.
Okay. Yeah, I think that all goes well. And some of the younger men who greeted you do eat, but you notice that Taltosh also does not eat. And in fact, then maybe about half an hour into the conversation, he says to you in again in a rough I think it's a rough German. He says to you something like, you know, Vater Jiches, Jikesh. You are fasting. Perhaps you are on a spiritual journey.
We are on a holy crusade to rid these lands of evil spirits.
Ah.
Yes.
He his eyes kind of light up at that, and he says, would you care to come to my tent and speak of your mission?
Certainly.
So
does this
he will
to be a individual invitation?
Very much so.
Do any guards walk with him to the tent, the other guy?
No.
All right, then I will sit here.
Yeah,
so I'll sit as well and eat.
Yeah, the people who met you and a few others are there. They are eating with you. They're calling out for more food. You see the children, you know, maybe 20, 30 feet away, sort of poking each other, and you know, one of them will tiptoe up 10 feet and then run away. You know, there seems to be a lot of curiosity. You see, you know, people peeking at you and so forth. But yeah, and so you see the two priests walk off, and they actually leave the central camp where you are. And you can see maybe 100 yards away, there is a hut standing by itself. And there's something, sort of a garden next to it. And so the two of them are obviously headed towards that tent. And there's nobody follows them. Nobody goes with them. It doesn't appear to be anybody waiting there.
Edwin, if I don't get harassed, I might just, Wilhelm will stand up and just go for a wander through the camp, just looking around at the camp, just by himself.
So when you stand up, instantly one of the other men stands up and says, what is wrong? Is there something you need? Are you, can I help you? Do you, you know, and he sort of points towards a tree off in the distance, and, you know, he's like,
I'm just stretching my legs.
Let me walk with you.
Indeed.
So he will walk next to you. And he
Might
sort of says,
little...
"You sure that you're, you know, you sure you've eaten enough?"
Indeed. Now, tell me, how long have you guys been here? Just wondering. Just as a conversation, not.
He says, long enough to plant and harvest.
Indeed.
I assume you mean here, as opposed to, and then he sort of opens his arms out and says, here.
Indeed, yes. Have you seen strange things?
There are always strange things. Let's see if I can unmute Rachel if that's what she's trying to make happen here. Where is she? Here she is. Uh-oh. I can't unmute her.
I think that seems to be the way Skype works. It's like you can mute other people, but you can't unmute them. So she has to unmute herself.
You need to That's interesting. I guess, oh, right, because there's no real... No, there is a host. Maybe Jim can unmute people. I don't know.
I just took a look at that, and the answer is no.
Okay. one of these days, I think we may figure out Skype, and one of these days...
we'll use different software.
I don't think anyone should rush on either of those fronts.
I can kick people out of the call, but that's it.
Right.
Edwin, as soon as we work out Skype, they'll change it on us again.
Oh, that's true. Well, and Call of Cthulhu maybe also, who knows? So the question was about time and how long you've been here, and then what was the follow-up question?
It was about strange things.
Oh, strange things,
here.
Strange things. Give me a, with a penalty die, give me an insight.
Oh, I have even worse. I've got minus 15 on that. I got, because of my background, 76, my background, I'm sanguine, which means I get a penalty minus 15 to my, to things like insight.
Oh, excellent. so he doesn't answer. I'll just leave it at that. He asks about your travels. He asks why you're traveling, how you came to be here, whether there has been, you know, whether you came through fights. He asks about weather. He asks what you've seen in the woods.
Seen much in the woods yet. So I'll just say not much. We're on a path. There was supposedly the father, and I'll point back, saw... some evil creature here, and we are meant to be out here looking for it to vanquish it.
I see. Well, yes, that is all good. I I mean, there are certainly the wolves that take the sheep from time to time. So you guys continue your walk. The rest of you, I assume, well, I'll ask, the rest of you continue your meal for a bit?
Yep. Just...
Yeah.
Exchanging pleasantries about the weather and whatnot.
Excellent. And, yeah, so... Taltosh leads you, Father Jeeks, to his camp or his hut. And as you get close to it, you can see that there is a that this sort of garden outside has some stones with it's obviously some sort of a chapel, quote unquote. It's a spiritual place. You know, you see some rune inscribed stones. There are some decorations that you don't particularly recognize. They're not not Christian, certainly. And he why am I missing this? That's a little strange. But yeah, he
am I back now?
You are.
Yes.
Okay. Sorry.
That was... You find the unmute button.
I have now had breakfast in bed, so that's sort of exciting.
Sorry.
No. It's fun. He sits down outside the hut and points to a stool where for you to sit down at.
May I make an occult roll on all these strange things? Hard success.
Awesome. So yeah, I think you must have it seen, maybe even just in books, descriptions of the, you know, horrible magia. And you definitely recognize this as, pagan, Eastern pagan, religious, trappings, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't know what, if you sort of have any sort of specific, one thing you, I think you would notice, I think with a successful occult role, you would know that it's fairly common in these parts, as you saw around Law, to have, paganism and Christianity intermingle.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see any Christianity here. Like, this definitely is either older or purer or more, whatever, but you don't see any crosses. You don't see any of the symbolism that you would expect to see, or that you saw, rather, in, like, the Slavic homesteads around Law, or even in Law proper,
right, you know,
with the Germans.
Right. I guess the question I'm asking myself is this the typical harmless paganism of the uneducated and the uninformed, or is there anything particularly demonic or evil about this? Is what I'm looking for.
Yeah, I don't think you get the sense that there is anything anti-Christian. Anything particularly demonic or evil.
Okay. Fair enough, then.
It's other.
Ignorant, not evil. Got it.
Does the father even make a distinction? That's a...
Well, I was surprised about that.
Yeah.
But...
He's getting soft.
So he gestures for you to sit, and he sees you sort of looking around and eyeing everything, and he smiles and says, I visited a church once. It was a Very interesting experience. I was somewhat unnerved, but none of the symbols there hurt me either.
No, the truth of the Lord can be unnerving to the uninformed.
I'm sure, yes. What, if I may push you, since you seem to be here with some intent, and certainly no man travels without an intent through the night, through the hills. What is your spiritual mission? What brings you?
The devil has been seen wandering these hills. We wish to burn him out. We came looking for the devil, and we found you.
This is, well, I do not know this devil that you speak of, but there is certainly much evil in the hills. There is evil that, and he does the equivalent of crossing himself. He says there is the ancient evil that has come to these lands with us, in fact, that is out there, especially in the night. Perhaps that is what you seek.
I will look somewhat surprised at him just boldly admitting that he has brought the evil to the land. You brought an ancient evil with you to Christian lands.
He laughs heartily. He says, no, we did not bring anything to Christian lands. We did not come to Christian lands, but the Christians are coming to our land. I'm sure you know that it has been a good century since we were forced to flee our homeland as the Turks rose up and spread across our lands, and we came here. But it is only recently that your Christ has gotten into the mind of István, one of the contenders to the Magyar throne.
Well, tell me of this ancient evil that has come with you, but you didn't bring.
Well, these are the vampire. They flood through the hills of night. They are these a worm-like creature that can eat people from the inside. They can wear a man. They used to take the bodies of giants, of gods, but now we are here and there is nothing but men. They are forced to take the bodies of men.
Do I recognize the name?
So he actually, he will go on. He says that and he sees your confusion a little bit and he says, the Slavs call them Drak and the Germans Zwerk, Twisted, I think. So, and yeah, you definitely recognize those names as names for the devil, demons, yep. Perhaps.
This is the evil that we seek. You know where it is nesting.
I do. I believe we can. I can show you.
Ah, that would be perfect.
He says, sit. He says, no, he says, come inside.
I will look back and see that the others are all there, 100 feet away.
Okay.
Cross myself and go inside.
Okay. Yeah, so he sits down, and so the tent is obviously his, you know, there's a sleeping mat, there's something, some sort of a altar type place. He brings out some fetishes, I guess you might call them. He lights a burner, an incense, a censer, and he sits down, kneels down on his, so he's sitting on his heels, and gestures for you to do the same, sort of across from him.
I will consider it for a moment and then sit.
Okay. He starts to speak some sort of a ritual, something, some sort of low, you know, it's obviously chanting. And you feel yourself start to drift off.
Can I try to fight against it?
You can. Yeah, you can give me a power roll if you like.
Let's see. Ooh, just barely a success.
Okay. So you're sort of starting to drift off. You have a brief view of a blackened hill with a tower on it, and then you force yourself sort of back to the present. You sort of maybe crack open your eyes. You see Taltosh. He sort of stops a little bit. His eyes open. He says, "Vater Jikesh, I thought you would like to see where your goals are."
Yes, draw us a map. I have no wish to participate in this devilry.
I cannot. I don't believe you can get there if you are unwilling to travel.
So I'm a little conflicted.
Sure. He says, perhaps another of your team, of your group, would prefer to travel.
No, if anyone will, it must be me. I do not believe that they are strong enough in the Lord to resist being seduced by such devilry. Very well. Show me what you have to show me. I will put my faith in the Lord.
Ah, yes. Faith is very important. And he begins to chant again, and you again feel yourself start to drift off, and this time you let yourself be carried. You recognize this vision as a place you have seen before. A hill with bones and a dead mule, darkened. But this time it's clearer, and you feel you hear a voice, somebody crying out, and you recognize perhaps the voice of Brother Goodman. in pain, and you look towards it in your sort of spirit's eye, and you actually see briefly Brother Goodman, his body, his spirit, his something, his presence, hanging in a dark space, screaming. And then you sort of are pulled up away from it, and you are back on top of the hill next to this stone tower, stone monolith that is standing crooked, but on the hill. And then you are, and it's covered in occultic, in runes that you might recognize. They look like very, very old, you know, Celtic, Germanic. And then you are pulled further up and feel yourself coming back. Coming away, you cross over a wall, which you can see from your vantage point surrounds the entire, you know, it's about halfway up the hill, sort of surrounds the hill, a stone wall, and then you are pulled back into your body, into the tent, and outside.
Real quick, while I was flying, did I see any landmarks to kind of figure out where this is? Rivers or roads?
I'll get back to you on that.
Okay, no problem.
So you all see the father step inside into Taltosha's tent, and the eventually you have all been satiated, and the young man who came out with the older man, who was not one of the initial three men, comes up to you all and says, well, if you are fed and welcomed, perhaps you would be willing to come see our headman. He regrets that he is unable to come to see you. But he would like to make you welcome and hear your news.
It would be our honor.
Indeed.
Wonderful. So he sort of waits for you all to stand up and walks you to the largest yurt and pulls aside the cloth opening, or the skin opening, and lets you in. And a man who is maybe in his 40s or 50s is seated on some cushions at a low table. There are some other men, obviously warrior types, in there with him. They stand as you enter, and there are carpets and cushions for all of you, and more. And he sort of gestures for you to be seated, and he says in a reasonably good German, he says, welcome. I am Mohor, the leader of this group, and I welcome you to our camp. We look forward to hearing your news and knowing why you travel.
Ansem will just bow.
Yeah, Fuhan will bow, and he just looks confused, looking around for the father.
Yeah. Yeah. Agreed.
And he continues, and he says, I apologize. I did not come to meet you. It is difficult for me to get around these days.
Does he look infirmed? Sorry if I missed it.
No, so he, his, certainly what you see of him, his torso and arms look hale and powerful. You see that he has scars on his face and arms. But I guess maybe you could give me a spot hidden.
Yeah, looks fine to me. I'm just lazy.
That would be a success.
Spot hidden. Success. Ooh, here as
a
well.
Zero, 04.
Yeah. So, what's your character's name there, Max?
Franz, the farmer.
Franz Farmer. So Franz, maybe because you have a cousin in a similar state, but you can sort of tell by the way he's angled as he's seated that his legs must not be organized in the right way. You know, you can't tell what's wrong. He has a blanket
over
him.
Maybe he's got like a club foot or a lame leg or something like that.
Yeah, maybe he's, you know, missing a leg, or
maybe he's got
such a serious. Yeah, or maybe a serious break or something. Yeah, there's something about him which it looks like he's not seated centered. Like he's not.
Okay. So if we have to run away quickly, we'll be fine.
At least from him. From him, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. We'll take note of
that. Yeah, so
the. Like point it out in front of everybody.
Exactly, right.
Kind of a
right, dick
move.
But yeah, the soldiers sit, tea is brought, and, yeah, and he says, yes, welcome. What news do you bring from the West?
Thank you for your hospitality. We unfortunately bring, bad news. There is something stalking these woods.
He says that is hardly news. There is always something out in the woods.
We have reason to believe it is more than just wild animals or even men. There's something evil is a hold in these lands.
Yes.
We have seen people eaten from the inside and
He says you must be new to this region.
Yes we are.
I think you are the news, not the presence of this, of the, oops, I lost it, the thing. He will use the Magyar word, the vampire.
You have,
So you have seen this?
We saw one of our traveling party. We got separated from some of our group when his body turned up. It was hollow.
Yes, that is likely the work of the vampire.
How does one defeat a vampire?
That I'm afraid is in the hands of Taltosh. I I occupy myself with the Germans, and the mortal foes that I can handle. And soon I hope to rejoin Compagnie and put paid to uprising Istvan. But that is far from my ken.
And the men in the, like the soldiers, the guards in the tent, do they react anyway when he says the word vampire?
They don't seem shocked or anything. I mean, they're actually, I think, yeah, because that's the only part of the conversation they're obviously following. So yeah, I think you see them be a little confused. Like they, you can see their eyes squint a little bit when they hear that. You know, you can imagine if somebody was speaking gibberish around you, and then all of a sudden you heard, you know, the word Dracula or something. You'd be like, what?
Right.
What is the mortal news, if you have any? What are the people to the west doing? How is the winter settling in across the hills?
I actually have a player or a character have no idea.
That's probably true.
Well, certainly one I can say is true.
Right. Yeah.
The one that has to do the talking right now can tell you it's true.
We likely look at each other.
Well, I mean, I guess, so what do you know? Yeah, I guess you don't know much about happening. I mean, I guess you know a little bit about the goings-on in law. You probably know further afield if there's been any, you know, big changes 6 months ago, 3 months ago, a year ago in the big cities that you came from. You know, you probably know who is king currently, or at least.
Been.
You know how the farming's been. I mean, I think you would know, you know, who's king, or at least who was king 3 months ago when you last heard news.
Sure. If we're going to have that, just have a general conversation about events, I'm happy to share anything other that doesn't seem to be like, and it seems like the West Wall is a little weak these days.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. No. He's definitely not plotting you for, you know, there's they sent a scouting party out to the west, and they're a little bit, yeah, there's fewer guards now and blah, blah, blah. This is definitely this sort of big picture. And he will share with you a obviously biased view of the war that is happening, tearing his people apart. With the two contenders, the keeper of the old ways, Capagne, and the Christian sympathist, it's probably a better word, Istvan, and that, you know, the two of them have been battling, and he even lets you know that his particular group is sort of temporarily in hiding. He's been cut off from Capagne's greater group, and they are but they look forward to rejoining him once they can do that, and, you know, crush Istvan and reunite the Magyar under their old ways. And so you guys, is there anything specifically that and he will talk some more about the vampire if you're, you know, curious. You sort of get a a similar tale of the that this is an evil that is was in their land that followed them when the Turks kicked them out, and that they just sort of deal with. And I think you also would get reiterated that it is frequently in the planting and harvesting times that they make their presence known more aggressively, I guess. It's not sort of a, you know, it's not an everyday issue. It's you know, twice a year. There's some people that seem to get taken over or removed or sacrificed or whatever the appropriate word is. The back in the Thaltosh's tent, as you sort of come to, Taltosh looks at you and hands you a cup of what appears to be water. And you realize that you have been out for some time and that you are sort of smoky, you know, it's sort of like you've been, you know, had your head in the cook fire for a little too long.
Right.
But yeah, so he offers you some water and he looks to you and he says, if you want to vanquish the vampire and perhaps your lord will see fit to guide you there and will provide you the strength to do so. You will need to find the door to the other world. You will need to welcome death, and with that you shall be saved. Do not fear pain. And he says, we can certainly get you to the base of the hill, but from there you will proceed without us. I am not willing to do that. But if your lord grants you success, then perhaps he is worth considering.
The Lord will grant all success to all who follow him and believe in him.
We shall see.
And but yes, take us to this hill.
So he stands up and leads you out of the tent. You can see that some hours have gone by. And he says, will you still continue to fast? Are you fasting until you succeed? Perhaps that is your way. And he seems genuinely curious.
Yes. Sacrifice to stay pure in the eyes of the Lord.
Right. That is interesting. We too fast, but it is, I think, different. And he will walk you back and introduce you into the tent of the leader and introduce you to the leader. And to you also, he apologizes for not rising. And he leaves you there. And you see your men are there and they have they have been given tea and they're sort of sitting in awkward silence, having exhausted what little news they have to share, but not feeling quite like they've not been given permission to leave or something.
How far is the journey? We must begin at once.
Yes. So, yeah, I guess I think Taltosh would have spoken before leaving with Mogor in Magyar. And, yeah, and Mogor will, he sort of reappraises you. You sort of see him as he's hearing this tale from Taltosh. He sort of looks at you and is seems surprised, but yeah. So then he will. Yeah. So he'll say, "Well, apparently you men will defeat the Vafir, or at least fight it in its home turf." And then you have your. We must leave at once. And he says, "We could leave. It will be nightfall by the time we arrive." But that is fine, if that works for you.
Excellent. Let us be off then.
Do you ride? He sort of says generically to the group.
Yes.
Good. And he gives some orders to the soldiers next to him, or the men next to him, and they get up or a couple of them get up and leave, and it is very quick, very efficient, and there are 10 men with horses with packs on them, and then there is an additional. I guess there's still a dozen of you. I'm gonna roll again for the couple of drunkards there that were. I don't know if they're excited. We'll need a little morale check for them. 9.
I would be happy to roll a status or a persuade or something to encourage them.
Okay. Yeah, you can go ahead and roll a. A persuade. You're successful. Yeah, a bonus die.
Not as good as my status.
No.
And nope, that's a failure.
Okay. Yeah. So I think the three I don't remember. Franz, were you which group of which group were you in?
I would have stayed with the priest.
No, sorry. Were you in the spiritually motivated or the adventure motivated?
Oh, adventure motivated.
Okay. So the three spiritually motivated and one of the adventure. So two of them decide to hang back. And they're sort of they're like, you know, I think we're gonna go to sleep. We've been up all night. We're gonna crash. But yeah, they seem in no fit shape to continue traveling. And I guess the rest of you can make me con roll.
Oh. I mean, 1-0 would be good, but 2-0s. Probably means I fall unconscious.
So
3-0 is definitely bad. Yeah.
So a 98.
Success.
Oh dear.
I've got a hard.
I'm feeling a bit tired.
Hard. We'll catch up to you, Father. Player. Don't worry.
I'm ready to go, Father.
Yeah.
Let's get going.
Maybe I can sleep on the horse.
Yeah, so I think, those of you who, I think those of you who critically, who fumbled, will have two penalty dice, and those of you who had a hard success or a successor are okay for now.
What about those who failed badly?
What? Oh, if you failed badly, you have one. Okay. Yes, if you just failed, then you have one penalty die.
Perfect.
Father, I think we may be in a better position to fight evil if we rest before continuing on.
I have to agree with him.
Can I make a medicine roll to assess the state of the fighting men?
Sure. Yeah. Seems like a good idea.
No, that's a failure.
I mean, they're lazy.
Yeah, that sounds like us.
Drunk and lazy. Useless bastards.
But surely once actual danger comes along, they will
take a nap.
Up.
Yes. No, we must not allow these devils to roam a moment longer.
These devils have plagued the land for many, many years, according to these people. I think one night of rest will not go amiss.
Besides, if we attack at darkness, that's the devil's time. Wouldn't you want to attack in the morning?
All time is God's time.
Yeah, but, you know. We've only been attacked by these things during the nighttime. Perhaps they sleep.
If we wait, more will be taken. Brother Goodman will suffer longer. Whose children are you willing to sacrifice for your day of rest?
I have.
I'm inspired by this. Yeah. Awesome. Yes!
I am ready to go.
I have a kiss on us, okay?
I'm ready to go.
Oh, okay. You know, I'll just say as a character, I'm not entirely sure why I'm here anyway. So there's, and my special skill is running away faster than those around me. So Lily, let's keep going, Father.
Awesome. Yeah, so you are lent horses. The saddles are a little different. In fact, maybe there are no saddles. Maybe it's bareback. Maybe we'll need ride rolls from all of you. That seems a little awkward.
With two penalty die.
Exactly.
Yeah. 5%. Yeah, that should work.
Exactly. Yeah. No, I mean, I think you're fine as long as you don't try. And you would know this quite well, that, you know, if there's a need to gallop away or fight or anything like that, you feel pretty uncomfortable, but to just sort of walk on, you know, to have the horses walk under you, you think you can, you've certainly done that enough just around the farm or whatever. So you head off and towards evening. I guess you sort of, cross through these sets of braided rivers, and you can see in the distance snow-capped peaks. You're not going that far; they're quite a ways.
Which direction are we heading from here? Are we going further east or
further east? Yeah.
Okay.
And you can see as evening comes in, you can see that it's you're coming up onto a hill. It's wooded. It seems fairly dense and rough. It is quiet. You're not hearing the evening sounds of animals. Can I get spot hiddens from all of you?
The penalty dice apply to this?
Yeah, I think you're pretty bleary.
Yeah. Okay.
I got a 3.
Extreme success.
Oh,
yeah.
I still managed to pass.
Great at spotting things. Oh, 5.
I had 2 extreme successes and a 78. So no.
Okay. Not very exciting.
But I think Rachel beat me with a 3.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So I think Franz and so I think all of you, as you're sort of coming up, coming to this hill that sort of has some sort of dark aura, some less light, some something about it that seems different. You all smell something rotten on the air. Franz and Gunther, you see something white fluttering, hanging, fluttering, just over, up a little bit further, and then you notice, and some of the others of you may see this in the reflection of the sun setting behind you, that there's also a stone wall a little bit further on. So the rest of you probably see the stone wall, except for maybe there were no fumbles, but yeah, I think you see the stone wall there. And the men you are with say this is as far as we go. Meaning the Magyar, not the the other Germans. We will make camp back at the last stream that we crossed sort of an hour ago. We will wait for you for 2 days.
That's generous.
Very well. This is the work of men of God. Thank you for your assistance.
And they head off.
So does this stone wall look like it encircles the entire hill? And the white fluttering thing, does it look like it is material or spirit?
Definitely, it looks like material. It doesn't seem to be going anywhere. It doesn't seem to be transparent or smoky in any way. The wall
is not a ghost.
Right, not a ghost. as far as you can see, the wall definitely, it extends as far as you can see. So perhaps, yes.
Can we climb the wall? Is there?
Absolutely. Yeah, it looks like from where you're at, you can. I mean, it's just a rough stacked stone wall. You definitely feel like you could climb it.
So let's go.
Okay. Let's go.
Okay. Here we go.
Towards the wall. Are you going to pass or avoid the white flutter?
Rather not touch it, so
I'd avoid it but want to inspect it.
Yeah, I want to see what it is.
Yeah, okay, that's what I meant. I mean, are you, yeah, I mean, avoid it as in, like, go 100 yards out of your way, not are you rushing up and hugging it. Yeah, so as you approach it, the foul odor gets stronger. And you see, it looks like an outer robe, a clerical or a monk's outer cloth. It's just the white sleeveless, the sheet with a hole in it, piece, which apparently is a scapular.
Oh, I was going to say tabard.
Would this have been the...
I think if it were on a soldier, it would be a tabard, yeah.
Would this look like... Is this like what the father is currently wearing? Is this the sort of robes of their order?
I don't know if... Jeeks, are you of the order of the people that you were accompanying?
No.
No. So no, it is not what Jeeks is wearing, but it does look familiar, certainly. It looks so like it could have belonged to one of the men. Yeah, it could be Brother Goodman.
Yep. I will take it.
Okay, yeah, it is torn and has some blood stains on it, but you can certainly take it. And you also find apparently his mule. Can you give me a idea roll, or maybe medicine or natural world?
Any of us?
Sure, yeah.
My natural world would be my, I think of my better one.
That's a fail.
I got a. Okay. I'll spend the 2 points of luck and get a hard success for natural world.
Okay, cool.
I also got a hard natural world.
Awesome. And I failed medicine.
Okay. So the two of you, Wilhelm and Anselm, as you look at, so you look at the mule, it is, it's a weird and unnatural mix of fresh, foul, rotting, you know, fresh as in like a week, and desiccated, mummified, you know, leatherized skin and corpse. So there's something, it's not right. Something odd has happened to it that just doesn't really make sense.
I passed the sand roll.
Excellent.
I passed my sand roll as well.
Okay, yeah, that's no loss, just confusion. You also find a satchel, which seems to have Goodman's personal effects, sort of splattered out. I mean, some of them are out and wet, but you recognize some of the stuff in there. And I assume you take that and carry on to the towards the wall. You see, just as you get to the wall, you see just sort of north along the wall what looks like the remains of a small wooden house with a fence around it, although it's pretty knocked down. Yeah.
Odd.
So that's maybe 100 or so yards again up the wall from you, that you're again just catching in the as the sun sets and is really blasting off the wall. You can see this weird thing.
Yeah, I'll unbuckle my sword as we're going towards it.
Okay. So you're headed towards this house.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
Father, why don't we just get a good night's sleep? We can do watches to make sure nothing leaves.
You seem awfully concerned, Zenwolf.
Yes, I'm concerned that we're tired and not able to fight the evil with the strength.
We have the strength of God behind us. Are you saying you don't believe? Do you not have faith in the Lord?
I have faith in the Lord. I have faith in my bow. But right now, my faith is wavering on one.
You still need to sleep, Father. You cannot operate on faith alone.
That's an interesting idea. Novel concept.
Where would you have us sleep, Sunwolf?
just outside the walls. We could have watches. There's just a structure right there. It's easy to keep track of.
You seem
but awful. if you are convinced that this is the right thing to do, Father, then of course I will follow you.
Well, if you insist, let's go.
Are you headed to this fallen down house, or are you going to start scrambling over the wall?
Well, let's check out the house.
Okay.
I will raise my cross and call out some appropriate anti-devil prayer in Latin loudly.
Excellent.
Okay. Exhorting the evil within to come out and be vanquished.
So you approach it, and there is a within the fence line outside the house, there is a stone platform, and there is a big idol of a two-faced deity that has sheets of silver, silver, what's it called? Anyway, flake,
glitter?
No, a thin layer
leaf?
Of silver. Sorry, what?
Leaf?
Leaf, veneer? Thank you. Yeah, silver leaf. Yeah, silver leaf. Peeling off of it. And you also notice that there are a large number of half-buried bones sort of all around this area. And as you look at them a little more closely, they are fairly obviously human.
Hmm. Great.
I think my desire to go inside has left me.
I will go inside.
Inside the
I'll go.
Follow. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Man of God.
It's a small house, and inside, I guess you light up a lantern, perhaps, if you have a candle. Certainly you have some candles. It looks old. It's weathered. There's holes in the ceiling, and, water has come through. There's a lot of damage. But it does look like some people lived here. And you find some fairly destroyed pagan writing, and ritual instruments, as well as various idols and decoration, jewelry things.
We should burn it.
I concur.
All right, so you can certainly do that. The wood is, there's certainly enough dry wood, weathered dry wood, that the thing will just go up quickly and catch anything that's exposed and still moist. And a huge flame goes up, smoke rises up into the air. And sort of blows off fairly quickly. There's a good breeze above the treetops. And it is burning, and it is also sunset. The sun has just dipped below the horizon. The darkness settles in.
What say you now, Senwolf? Certainly this must rejuvenate your spirits.
That's all I'm saying.
Let the devil be warned as we burn his house.
Yes, let him know we're coming.
Onward.
So you guys climb over the wall. It's not difficult. And start to work your way uphill. You see the bodies of dead birds scattered about the ground in your torchlight as you climb up. You see no sign of living animals. The trackers don't see anything. As you go about 20 minutes, half an hour, you suddenly feel the air temperature just drop down quite cold. You start to get the sweat on your skin freezes. And I assume the father says some blessings. You carry on and eventually come out into what feels like normally cool air again, as opposed to this icy cold. And in that little belt of cold air, the trees were shorter. It was like on a peak of a mountain where you have the stunted, dwarfy trees. But this was just a band about halfway up the hill. And on the far side of it, things seem normal again, as normal as this place could be. And at the top is a wide clearing covered in ashes. And you can see that there are the stumps of the burned stumps of some trees. But and then in the middle of it, right on top, is this black monolith standing up at a haphazard looking angle. It's about 10 feet tall. You can also, as you approach, see out into the countryside, and you can see the clouds. Actually, yeah, I guess you can give me sand rolls if you like.
What if we don't like?
You can still give
them. Are those with penalty as well? Or
No, actually, I think, I think in your fogs. In fact, I'm going to give you bonus dice on your sand checks. To the extent that you have penalty dice on everything else, I think you have a bonus dice on your sand checks.
I rolled a 0.9, so.
Which case?
And some fails.
Okay. anyone else fail? Everyone else is good?
All good.
So you look out and you see the clouds in the distance, bright orange as the sun bends around, and they are trucking as if there's a big windstorm. It is, and you can, but here everything is calm and quiet, and the clouds are moving perhaps even faster. I mean, a modern eye would recognize sort of stop motion photography type activity going on. Like it's a little artificially fast. We'll do a D3 for, is it Gunther?
Anselm.
That's right. Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's Randall's Gunther. Anselm, you can do a D3 if you like.
I lost 2.
Okay. I think the rest of you are, most of the rest of you are so tired that you just sort of put it off to, things are just goofy. Your mind's playing tricks on you. It's all good. And there you are.
Should we pull it down, Father?
Sorry, help it. Maybe this tower's smaller than I thought it was.
It's 10 feet tall. It's just it's a 10 foot monolith. Yeah, it's huge.
Yes, by all means, pull this monstrosity down.
Okay, we'll go up.
Raise up the cross and start chanting the appropriate Latin liturgy while they do so.
Yep, okay. Go up and start to pull it down.
Get some ropes around it so we can maybe dig out on one bait on side so we can pull it. As some people rest.
Yeah. So it takes some doing. You tie ropes to it. You sort of get the lot of you all lined up on the downhill, on the way it's leaning, and you pull, and eventually you get it to topple over. Can I get luck rolls from all of those who are pulling?
With 63
penalty dice, fail.
No penalty dice.
So I failed.
Fail as well.
Fail. All
right.
it falls on all of us.
Yes.
It falls on the father?
No. Yeah.
I'm not pulling.
Oh, I know. That's the unfortunate part.
So, yes. you put over, and it lands with a thud on the ground. There you are.
Is there like a pit underneath it or a hole or?
Yeah, so if you go up to the top and you can see that there is a hole that goes down underneath this stone that looks like a person could fit through. It's maybe 3 foot in diameter, and as you shine your torch down, you don't see the bottom.
Pit to hell.
It is stone lined, like a stacked well would be, which is a little odd because it's underground, but.
Are there steps or anything going down into it?
Nope.
Well, no. let us set up camp and set watch and see if the evil has left or something will come out of this.
You want to sleep next to the pit to the underworld?
I didn't say
now. Sleep. Now?
When did I say sleep? I didn't say that word.
I'll start setting up some torches around.
I think Aldrich is already asleep. He just he's sat down on his backpack and he's probably just.
I'll set up some torches around the well to give us a nice good look view.
So did somebody point out? So did everybody see the clouds moving in? I mean, does it look like rain is coming towards us, or like a flock of birds, or what is this unusual fast move? Is it moving towards us? I guess is one question.
So this is what's a little disconcerting and confusing, and is now you can't see it obviously because the sun has completely set and it's night. But thinking back on it in your haze, the clouds were moving out there. They're not moving above you in any obvious way.
Okay.
And they weren't moving towards, I mean, some of them were moving towards you and some of them were moving away from you. They were sort of moving, but it wasn't like they were coalescing on you. And it definitely was not, it did not look like an imminent rainstorm type, or thunderstorm type cloud buildup.
Got it. All right. I'm going to go to take a nap as well then.
All right. So we have Aldrich and Senwolf going to sleep.
I'll sleep too. If the warrior is going to sleep, then I will sleep.
Okay. And who is trying to stay awake?
I am. I'm going to set up torches and sit down and stay awake.
You're starting to put some torches there. And Anselm?
I'll join Vilheim. I didn't need as much sleep as the other. I had,
And Jeeks is obviously trying to stay awake.
Yep. I will continue to chant the liturgies over the pit.
All right. So if... So this is now night number two. If all three of you could give me a con roll. And if you have disadvantage already, then, I mean, if you have penalty dice, then you have them.
Even those three? Zero. Is that, sorry? Or...
No, no, no. The three of you who are with the Wilhelm, right, and Solomon, and Zeke.
I rolled a 5.
I got a 0-4.
Oh, okay. We are so, inspired by Jeeks.
Yes,
we are definitely inspired.
Strangely enough, with my con of 25, I failed.
So Anselm and Wilhelm will help you sort of stay awake if you don't fight them off, but you definitely find yourself nodding off frequently.
Oh, yes.
I guess it's up to you as a player. Obviously, the penalty will be some penalty dice if you fight them off for the second night as they try to help you stay awake.
Yep. Not a problem.
Is that your...
Yep.
Okay. So, yeah, so the three of you... So Anselm and Wilhelm, you basically take turns shaking Jeeks back awake. As the two of you walk your circles to keep your own eyes open, you hear the gentle snores of Franz and Aldrich and Senwolf as they just crash out. And I think we will leave you there as the night is starting to pass.
Cool.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Cool.
Good times.
We're all doomed.
So, Max, finally... if you have a different character's name, you should put it in the notes.
Yeah, I'll update that.
Just leaves the question open of what actually happened.
Yeah.
Those characters.
Oh, weirdly, dear. People listening to this will know before we do.
Yes.
That is true. Well, that may not be true because you may know if the scenario is over, or they may not for months.
That's hilarious.
Yes, there is some timey-wimey stuff going on, that's for sure. I mean, not in a scenario, but in life.
Thank you, Edwin.
All right. Thanks,
cool.
Edwin.
Thank you all.
See you.
Okay, catch you
later.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.